Okay, this week in the Missouri Senate, we were debating a bill. It was Senate Bill 849. This bill dealt with PLAs. There was actually a filibuster that was occurring. The filibuster took us to about 1:30 in the morning the first night and to 12:30 in the morning the following night. And while the filibuster was going on, several of the senators were huddled together and working on a compromise. What this bill actually does, it impacts project labor agreements. And what a project labor agreement is, that it is an agreement that whenever a public building is being built, these project labor agreements can be put into force. Now, what some people believe, and myself included, is that project labor agreements drive up the cost to taxpayers when they're working on a lot of these jobs. It actually gives unions a lot of control over who is hired and what they're paid. And so I think what's happening there is that there is a lot of opportunities that are missed for non-union workers. Also this week in my Senate Committee on Commerce, Energy, and Environment, that's a committee which I chair, voted unanimously to approve Senate Bill 915. This bill puts in place a target for the development of renewable energy sources for Missouri utilities. And it's a target. It is not a mandate. I believe that if we had a mandate, that would actually drive up the costs of a lot of our energy. And that is something that we don't need at this time. Our future, I believe, must include the use of wind, solar, biofuels, and other so-called green energy sources so that they are affordable. As an example, and what this would target is that utility companies by the year 2012 would need to try to put into place 3% of their energy needs into renewable energy. By 2015 it would have to be 7%, and by 2020 it would have to be 10%. Now, to give you an example, the new wind energy farm that's going in Gentry County, of about 20 turbines that will be erected, Associated Electric is the company that's going to buy that power. And those wind turbines they're projecting will only supply about 1% of the energy needed for Associated Electric. Associated Electric is the company that supplies electrical power for a lot of our electric cooperatives in the state. So I think when you look at 20 wind turbines only supplying 1% for one company, I think that you see that the 3%, the 7%, and the 10% is going to be a target that is achievable, but it's going to be difficult to meet. My concern again is that if we required this to be done, I'm scared that it would drive up a lot of our energy costs. Also, in my committee this week, we heard a bill, Senate Bill 613. Senate Bill 613 is a bill that allows cell phones and business cell phones and fax numbers to be added to the Missouri Do Not Call list. Some people believe that we probably don't need this because we already have federal regulation that allows people to put their business phones, cell phones, or any number on a do not call list. But others believe it would be easier for the people in the state to be able to add these numbers to the Missouri Do Not Call list. Then we also discussed a need to crack down on a new wave of crooks that we have. This is where some internet companies are being able to get people's cell phone records. Now, generally what they have to do is they have to lie. In other words, they have to say that they're someone else and give someone else a cell phone number. But what this enables them to do is to possibly get their hands on your cell phone calls. Now, that's one of those things that I think is an invasion of privacy, and we need to put a stop to that. And I look forward to my committee to send a bill to the floor very soon that will contain all of those things. In the Senate Agriculture Committee this week, we held a hearing on Senate Bill 1008. This is one of the bills that I filed. This bill creates the Governor's Advisory Council on Agricultural Science and Technology. And I think, as most of us know, especially in the rural communities, that technology is critical to the future of agriculture. And it's also linked to a lot of the rural economic development that I believe that we'll have in the future. And this would just allow this advisory committee to advise the governor and future governors on proper science and some of the things that's happening and some of the things that they will need to be able to look at. I think this is good that the governor can have this advisory council that they can work with. Also in that committee is a companion bill of mine. We haven't heard this bill yet, but we will very soon. This bill seeks to make sure that regulations concerning the sale, the storage, and use of seeds is uniform across Missouri. I think we're better and more productive farmers today because of the new technologies like genetically enhanced seeds that are out there. And I think most of us know that a lot of the soybeans that are planted, actually the vast majority of them in Missouri, are Roundup Ready soybeans. We also have BT corn, Roundup corn, and some other genetically enhanced crops. As well as the future, we've got some future in genetically enhanced crops that can even be used for the making of pharmaceuticals or other industrial enzymes that are very, very useful to the people. And what is happening is, in states such as California, some of the counties are starting to ban the use of genetically enhanced crops. And in my opinion, this can be very dangerous. And so this bill would actually prohibit a county from going beyond what the state regulations are on the control of genetically enhanced seeds. I think the future of agriculture depends a lot on this. I think the next thing that you know, if we're not careful, we could have some local governments starting to tell a farmer what crops can be grown in the county. I expect that there will be some conversation about this, some disagreement. I know that, like the Sierra Club, they will be probably most likely against this bill. But I think this is something that's very important to agriculture in Missouri, and looking forward to moving forward with that. Also, Senate Bill 816, which is being heard in my Committee on Commerce, Energy, and the Environment, is a bill that is dealing with statewide video franchising. We have a lot of telephone companies now that are wanting to launch video services over their telephone lines. Well, a lot of the towns that have cable TV has a franchise agreement with the cable companies, and it's making it very difficult for a lot of our telephone companies to be able to get into this business. Of course, the cable companies are disagreeing with this bill. They feel like that what would occur is that it would be undue competition. I actually believe that it would give the consumers a choice of the video services. I think it would make it better and perhaps even create some of a price war that it would even be better for the consumer. We hope to vote this bill out next week, if it's at all possible. I'm sure it's going to have a lot more work as it moves forward to the Senate floor, but we're willing to work out some compromises and see if we can come up with something this year.